Talk Live, it's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Of course, your calls make the show, if you make them. Otherwise, we'll talk about things interesting to us. And maybe tonight we'll finish or work on the 50 things that every 18-year-old should know. We started that last night.
And, I really enjoyed that.
But first, an update on what happened today, because we've been talking it up all week as, of course, if you've listened to the show before, you know that we're all Free State Project members. We moved to New Hampshire a few years back as part of the Free State Project in order to be activists for liberty. All in one place and gather as many people together who are of like mind to do the same thing. And so we're talking about how today there was a big activist opportunity here in Keene as a few of the Liberty folk up here were on trial or were going to be put on trial for one of them for assembly without a permit for organizing an event that the public was, it was in public on a piece of public property and the public was encouraged to attend. He was going to be on trial. And then Andrew Carroll, who's another activist up here, moved out from California, was arrested in January for holding a piece of marijuana in his hand in, well, actually the same place as the other public event. So both of those gentlemen were going to be on trial today, and there was going to be a protest prior to the trials in support of our friend and co-host Sam. And it has been suggested that I not call him a documentarian because that might confuse people into thinking that he, I guess, couriers documents or something like that. He's a filmmaker. Filmmaker Sam is in jail and has been there for now over 2 weeks. And so this was a protest that was kind of intended to keep him in the in people's thoughts and bring his case. You know, let them know that we still care about our friend who's in jail. So it went down today, and Mark, you surprised me by showing up.
Yep, I showed up. I just wanted to, you know, see what things were going to be like.
Yeah, and I would say that today was a mixed bag with mostly positive results. I mean, all things considered, anytime the government people are contacting you, your time is going to be wasted. I mean, at the very, very least, even if you come out of the conflict, which it's them that's, you know, they're starting the conflict with you, presuming you haven't harmed anybody, and neither of these two gentlemen had harmed anyone. There was no victim in either of these crimes. So whenever the government comes into contact with you, you're going to lose. You cannot win because bureaucrats will at the very least suck away your time. Perfect example, Mike Barsky, the guy who was being attacked for organizing a festival without a permit, was told before the trial, just immediately before the trial, that they're dropping the charge. So you could say, yeah, right! Mike won! Well, he won in that he didn't have to go to jail.
He drove here from, what, Manchester or wherever he lives.
He spent time preparing for a case.
Yeah.
He spent time preparing himself. And let me tell you, when you've got court the next morning, it's not an easy feeling on your stomach.
Right. You're living into the future in a very big way at that point. Rather than being present in your life and doing, you know, going about your business, you're worried about what's going on for weeks in advance.
Right. So he was prepared. He had notes and everything. And then moments before the trials, they said, we're going to drop the charge. We looked at the code, and it said that you can use the area as long as it's not an exclusive use. We determined that we're not going to charge you.
Right.
So Mike Barsky, that was put aside, obviously. I mean, that's as good a news as you can get, right?
Yep.
And then Andrew Carroll's trial started for the marijuana possession.
Before you go on, there was I don't know if there was filming allowed in the hallway, but there was definitely filming allowed at the in the trial.
That's another sort of win, right? They've started allowing cameras back into the courtroom now, which is that's a good sign. Seems to be things are moving in the right direction there.
I agree. I mean, that was, you know, by and large one of the reasons that I was there. I mean, obviously it seemed to me that Andrew Carroll had possessed marijuana and he was likely to get found guilty of possessing marijuana.
Yes.
So
that was his plan, pretty much.
Yeah, and I was saddened to see that there was going to be no jury at this trial. It was my understanding that any case over $20, a jury should be convened for if the defendant wanted that. However, we don't really follow that whole Constitution thing anymore. The courts just don't even bother with with it. As a matter of fact, Andrew made several constitutional arguments that were
summarily rejected.
Yeah, pretty much.
So, let's see, what else happened today? So then there was Andrew's trial, Mike Barsky dismissed, 40-plus activists, I would say, showed up. I'd say around 40 people showed up for this, and there was probably about 30 people there for the protests beforehand, lots of signs about drug legalization and get, you know, release my friend from jail, that sort of thing. Lots of people on the side of the road, a whole bunch of hawks.
Yeah, a lot of people were watching, too. There was, you know, certainly there was, people were interested in the activity. They didn't know what was going on, exactly.
I think some people certainly know, because there was a lot of, there has been discussion, there have been news articles, front page news articles covering this. And if you go by the opinions of the people that post on the comments section, for instance, on the local newspaper's website, or post some of the comments over at freekeen.com, which is a blog site that tracks some of the things that are going on up here, then you would believe that a lot of people are very upset about this activism, that people are, they're angry at the free staters and the liberty activists, and that was not the response in person today. The response in person was overwhelmingly positive. As Dave Ridley reported at RidleyReport.com, he did not have one negative comment from any passersby. And so they would have you believe those who are the supporters of the state, those who are supporters of authoritarianism, would have you believe that it's the activists that are stirring it up.
Right.
That we're doing publicity stunts and things like that, right? They'll look at an activist like Sam, our friend, who went into the court lobby with a video camera, and they'll say, well, see, he was trying to get arrested, he was trying to pull a stunt or whatever. They're essentially saying it's all our fault what is happening to us. But what happened today was an example of exactly what should happen. No issue was made in the lobby. The cameras were allowed into the courtroom. And everything went smoothly. There was no conflict in the lobby today.
Right, and this is because
they let us in.
This is one of the big complaints that about our judicial system. It's supposed to be a system of laws, right? Not a system of men. However, it is a system of men, not a system of laws, because there's so many laws that they tend to conflict with each other. And in this particular case, there was no law about having cameras in the court or in the court lobby, and they locked Sam up for disorderly conduct, so that it's arbitrary. And also, I'd like to point out that many people didn't stand for the judge, and there was no problem with it this time. But they were going to lock liberty activists up en masse at your court case for not standing.
That.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So they let you bring video cameras in, no questions asked, no issues today, but Sam's still in jail for that very reason?
Two people filed motions to bring the cameras in.
And they were granted?
The motions were granted, but as Sam has pointed out, if you have a right, and the freedom of the press is supposed to be a right in America, if you have a right, then you don't have to beg permission in order to exercise that right. And so the people that were allowed to bring cameras in today were the two people that did beg permission in order to do so. So the First Amendment is still not really in effect in this particular courtroom. And if somebody had tried to record in the lobby area, there's a good chance they would have been arrested. But nobody did try to record.
There were law enforcement officers aplenty.
They had called in extra bailiffs today from other courts, from what I understood.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why nobody tried recording in the lobby today was, well, maybe coincidental. Maybe just everybody just decided that since the judge was allowing some cameras into the courtroom, they would go ahead and not allow to record in the lobby.
That was the first problem in the very beginning. The lobby recording wasn't really going on until the judge didn't allow cameras in the courtroom.
Well, okay, but that was a coincidence, because even if the judge had been allowing cameras in the courtroom, there were a couple of instances where Sam and I had gone in when they were coming after me, and I was filing some paperwork in the case. I wanted to have Sam with me to record me filing that paperwork at that lobby window, which is a public court lobby. This is where they're arresting
people. Yeah, but
this
wasn't before a court case for a free stater, and that's when it happens.
No, they wanted us to not have that camera there at that time. They ordered Sam to turn the camera off both times that we went in there. I've got video footage of it.
Okay.
you can see the bureaucrat wobble on out of his office and demand that Sam turn the camera off, even though we weren't there for a trial. We were just there to file paperwork. So there's still a camera ban, from what I can tell, in that court lobby. And, you know, this may be made an issue down the line. But what happened with Andrew's trial for the marijuana possession? We'll get to that here in a moment. So you can call about whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today. Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All of the features, we give them away. Now, they include live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.com. www.freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. You can try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. Now, that's the only way for you to get the free book is go to audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and they've got all kinds of things over there.
So, a relatively successful day, all things considered, for the activists here in the Keene, New Hampshire area, where one of the activists who was being charged with assembly without a permit, charges were dropped in that particular case, and the prosecutor basically admitted that they couldn't really do anything if we assembled in the future. So, hopefully they won't be messing with our freedom fests anymore, which would be nice. And they also then tried our friend Andrew Carroll, who had held a piece of marijuana in his hand back in January. Cannabis Culture magazine did a feature article on him. They featured Andrew's own writing in Cannabis Culture, which is great. Mark Emery and his wife over there, Jody, up in Canada, doing great work. And so Andrew appeared at his trial today. About 40 people turned out to show their support for him, which is great. I think it's awesome that we have enough activists up here in New Hampshire to where in the middle of the day, 40 people have enough time, enough free time to, in many cases, travel across the state to come here and support somebody who is standing up for their freedom. And that's what Andrew was doing. And by standing and holding
standing up for everyone's freedom.
Exactly. Even if you don't smoke marijuana, he's still standing up for freedom in general, the ability to be able to control your own body. I mean, do you own yourself? Because if you own yourself, then you should have the ability to put whatever it is that you choose inside it. And so they put Andrew on trial, and you were there for this today, Mark. So you left partway through the trial, though, is that right?
I did. My meter was running out. I felt like I'd seen everything there was to see.
He did a good job attempting to defend himself. Obviously, he didn't have a lawyer or anything like that.
It wasn't Perry Mason by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, the machinations of the court system are so convoluted. It's difficult for the average person to know when to do what and how to say it, and when one can present this sort of evidence or that sort of argument. So it was certainly somewhat stilted in the way that it occurred. But the judge, with the patience of Job, tried to explain everything and help him out as much as he could.
The judge was definitely on his best behavior today.
Yes.
And this is the same judge that was yelling at me just a matter of months ago in the courtroom because I wouldn't sit down fast enough for his liking.
Now, right. Of course, he could have very easily done this with Andrew today. You sit down. You know, a couple of times Andrew stood. He'd have his name called. Yeah. It seems obvious to stand when your name is called. But, that's with you, apparently, that sort of slip-up wasn't allowed.
Well, of course, when I went in for the arraignment, I wasn't exactly the most in-line individual in the arraignment, and so they kind of knew what to expect with me, and I think we're prepared for that, I suppose.
When at the first part of this trial, Andrew said something, may I object before we start? And he's like, what do you want to object about?
I think I missed that point.
Did not want to hear that part.
So, the judge was on his best behavior, and Andrew tried his darndest to bring up constitutional issues, and for the most part, they just really weren't heard. I mean, because, for instance, just to give you an example, they would have a cop. They'd call a cop up to the stand, and the cop would talk about how, it's his job to take the marijuana and put it in a bag and send that marijuana off to the testing lab. And so, Andrew was only allowed to ask questions that would have been directly related to the task of taking the marijuana, putting it in the bag, and that sort of
thing. Whether or not this was marijuana and whether or not he possessed it. It didn't. Yeah. Any constitutional argument as to the harm that marijuana might have brought.
Was there a victim?
None of that. Not, absolutely not allowed.
So, now, it could be allowed.
That seems really obnoxious at your own trial.
Well, it's not really a trial.
Right, it isn't really a trial. This is like the pre-trial from what I can, what I can see here is essentially they suck the emotional energy out of people by having giving them this thing like a trial before one can get a real trial. So one then has to appeal to get a jury and
by that time you're in jail.
Yeah. I don't know.
You can go to jail before you go to your real trial?
That is correct.
In a sense, this is the real trial, but he didn't get a jury, and he's supposed to have...
He can't until the appeal.
Right, absolutely. Can't have a jury, which in the Constitution is guaranteed for anything over $20, but you can't have a jury until you go on to the appeal, which is like the real trial that you would imagine a trial would be like.
Now, he could have had a jury had it been a felony, so if he'd had a pound of marijuana or something like that, he could probably have demanded a jury trial at that point.
And gone to prison for 2 years or something.
And there is somebody, Sam told us that he's in jail right now with somebody who hasn't had a trial and has been waiting 8 months to have one. So it is completely possible.
Their game, their rules, so whenever they feel like it, they'll get around to it.
So stuff up all the time.
So after they railroaded him through this trial, which again, you know, the judge was being nice. In fact, at one point, Andrew cracked a joke and made the judge laugh in the whole courtroom. The bailiffs, the judge, everybody was laughing at this joke because marijuana's funny. See? Marijuana and, you know, the whole the aura surrounding marijuana and the potheads and everything, nobody really takes it seriously. I mean, the court is supposed to be a very serious, solemn occasion,
right.
But even they couldn't keep a straight face during this trial.
He shook the foundations of, the American life itself here by possessing this plant matter, this vegetation, as they called it. They didn't even call it a drug, just a plant matter. And you know, people thought it was funny. I thought the best part of it was when, the judges like, well, I realize things, you know, talking to Andrew, I realize things aren't going exactly the way you had planned. And Andrew said, oh, yeah, this is exactly how I had planned them to go. Essentially saying to the judge, I expect you to thwart everything I say every time I say it, because that's how I believe this thing's going to go.
That's what happened to me when I was in the secret chamber. It's pretty much the way it went. I mean, he was okay as far as he did do his job and that I was allowed to ask questions and all that, except that you can only ask the questions he allows you to ask.
Right.
So you can't really present a defense for yourself. Oh, it's frustrating. But nonetheless, he did get everybody to laugh in the courtroom, which a little bit of levity was nice. It was nice to see that. It's clear from that amount of levity that these people that are doing this, these bureaucrats that are doing this horrible job, I mean, it's so inhumane what they're doing to people, they know that what they're doing is just a fraud. They must realize that what they're engaging in here, this whole charade of the legal land court system, especially in the case of Andrew, who has no victim whatsoever, as he pointed out today, it's just so paper thin, and they even know. I mean, they're laughing about it. If they thought marijuana was a serious thing, they wouldn't have laughed at that joke. It wouldn't have been funny. It would have been
if this had been uranium 223 or something like that. It wouldn't have been funny.
Right. He'd have been completely out of line. Oh, and Andrew's joke was he'd turned around from asking some questions, and the judge said something about, he was submitting some paperwork, and the judge said, well, make sure you don't hand me something you don't want to hand me, basically. Like, make sure that nothing you don't want me to see is in that stack of papers. And Andrew said, I think I've got the marijuana in my bag over there. And so that's what made the judge laugh and everybody else laughing. This is clearly not, they're not taking this seriously, but it's serious because this man's going to jail next week. That's right. He was found guilty. We'll give you some more details coming up here. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
Did you know many vitamin and mineral supplements on the market are made from rocks and ground-up shells? Think about that. Would you swallow a handful of shells you found at the beach? Our body wasn't designed to digest rocks and shells. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman, formulator of Choose for Health, a delicious-tasting, chewable dietary supplement derived from 16 fruits, vegetables, and antioxidants. Unlike hard-to-digest pills, Choose for Health is a convenient chewable which allows for better digestion. The choice is yours. Swallow rocks and shells to supplement your diet or a natural chewable product you can better digest. Choose for Health, the world's first superfruit, sea vegetable, antioxidant chewable. Whole food nutrition, not rocks and shells. 1-800-210-1922. Call now and receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created the Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
We at Life Change Tea would like to set the record straight. Yes, there is a swine flu. But unfortunately, the mass media is overstating and embellishing the facts. There are less than 300 deaths worldwide, and this is not a number for pandemic. Will Life Change Tea help you? Yes, but please realize fear causes panic. Remember, no fear. Get smart, get healthy, get the tea. You can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Get the facts, get prepared, get the tea.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You know, there are a lot of reasons that you might want to hide your valuables around your home. And StashYourSwag.com gives you more than 100 common places around your home. Most with little or no modification necessary, the guide contains detailed pictures to help you, and most are under $50. In fact, a whole lot of them are absolutely free. StashYourSwag.com. That's StashYourSwag.com. All right, so just a few more thoughts on what happened today here with the activism in Keene, New Hampshire. It was a relatively positive day overall. However, it looks like one of the activists will be going to jail on marijuana charges. It was a Class B misdemeanor is what he was charged with for possessing a piece of marijuana in public in his open hand in a public park. They had arrested him for it. Normally, people are charged with Class A, but they went after Class B because with a Class B, the maximum amount of the maximum penalty is a fine. However, since most people pay the fines, they don't ever see jail time. But if you don't pay the government the fine they're demanding from you, there's a good chance that they're going to put you in a jail cell because of that. And then there's a chance they could suspend the fine or something like that. In this case, that didn't happen. In this case, the judge found Andrew Carroll guilty and he was ordered to pay a fine. He told the judge he's not going to pay the fine. The judge said, well, how about community service? He said, I'll serve my community on my own time, not on the state's time. Basically, I mean, I'm paraphrasing what he said. So he wasn't saying he wasn't a community-minded guy. It's just that he's not going to go and bow down and do that service for the state. So basically, he's not going to do the community service. He's not going to pay the fine. And the judge essentially told him, look, I really want you to think about this. Because he doesn't want to send somebody to jail, right? That's he doesn't want to send Andrew to jail because that'll just generate more publicity and all of that. And so the judge said, I really want you to think about this. I'm going to give you the weekend to think it over. Come in Monday.
He didn't want to send anyone to jail. Like, he knew that, well, I guess he didn't know when it came to community service. Many Free Staters have taken community service in lieu of jail time and other more serious sentences. Well, I guess no more serious than jail. I suppose prison. So he didn't know for sure that that was going to be the case. He could have figured out something. And because remember, this is an arbitrary system. This is not a system of laws. It's just not.
Right.
He could have figured out some technicality and said, oh, well, it doesn't look like the marijuana was handled in the proper procedure. Anything. Anything.
Which is actually something that I was surprised Andrew didn't do, because if you watch the video footage over at freekeen.com, you'll have to search back a bit because it happened back in January. But if you watch the footage of the arresting officer takes the marijuana bud and shoves it in his pocket. So a lot of the time at the trial today was spent on describing the police procedure and how, first we take the marijuana and we seal it in a bag and then we put it in this locker. And when you close the door on the locker, nobody from the outside can get to that what's inside that locker. Then the property manager on the other side opens the other side of the locker, removes the marijuana, takes it to the there was all this process about how there, you know, very few people have access to the marijuana. And so we're sure this is the marijuana that was on the scene. But if Andrew had asked the cop, what did you do with the marijuana after you took it? I put it in my pocket. Well, how are you going to prove that the marijuana you pulled out of your pocket was the same alleged marijuana that you put in your pocket? It could have been, possibly he could have had an inroad there. I don't know. That's just my speculation as an observer and, you know, being a Monday morning quarterback on this one.
All I'm saying is that, to me, I guess I knew going into this that Andrew was going to take the jail time as opposed to community service or anything else.
Yes.
I mean, he didn't walk into this for the purpose of taking community service.
No.
And I can't imagine that anyone would. However, I could see the judge might think that they would take community service. A lot of Free Staters have been taking community service, sort of breaking week, as it were, in front of the system. And I've got to say that Andrew has done the right thing, and likely will continue to do the right thing.
Yeah, if you're doing civil disobedience, you should probably not do the community service.
Yeah.
I don't know. But you know what I'm thinking, Mark? Now that I'm thinking about what's going to happen on Monday, because he told Andrew, you've got the weekend to think about it. Think about it. Because the judge really wants him to either pay the fine or do the community service. He doesn't want to have the, to send this guy to the jail cell. So what if he's just trying to sweat him out? What if he's trying to make Andrew a little bit nervous, right, over the weekend, trying to give him something to think about, something to weigh over on his mind so that hopefully he'll decide he doesn't want to spend 8.5 days in a jail cell? Because that's how long it'll be.
Yeah.
We didn't mention the fine. It was a $350 fine with a 20% fee.
Yes. So there's a fine on top of the fine.
Right, so there's a fee on top of the
that
fine.
That is hilarious to me. I can't even believe that they get away with that.
It's
what
so
a joke.
And I didn't do the math in my head as the numbers were coming out, but then Andrew actually made the point as he was up in front of everybody that, they're laughing about what that totals. And he didn't say what it totaled, but it totals $420. The total fine was $420. So here's what I'm thinking. Since the judge probably doesn't want to send this guy to jail, because if Andrew reports to jail, and that's what the judge said this afternoon, was my order is going to say that if you don't pay or you don't do the community service, you'll have to report to the jail Monday afternoon. And he's going to give until Monday to make his decision on this. So he's supposed to come back in on Monday to get the to get this taken care of. Well, they're already talking about making Andrew turning himself into another activist event. So having 10 cameras out there and 25 activists out at the jail as Andrew goes in to turn himself in, it'll be just another event. Does the judge really want that to happen? Does he really want... He knows what has happened with Sam. He knows what happened with me. When this guy cracks down, he knows more people come here.
Yeah.
So I think there's a chance, I don't know how good the chance is, but there's a chance that when Andrew goes in on Monday to the district court to take care of all this and let him know what his decision's been, he's going to go in there and say, I'm not paying the fine and I'm not doing community service. I think there's a chance that the judge will suspend the fine. I think there's a chance that the judge will not have him go into the... I'm totally speculating. You know, I don't know much about this judge or what's going to happen, but that
well,
would
now
be
that
a way...
he's listening now and hears you speculating, likely he won't.
He might be listening now. Judge Burke, call in, 800-259-9231. But I think that there's a chance. What do you think? Is there a possibility of this? Because then he's not in front of that whole group of people.
I don't know. I mean, I hope you're right. It's possible you're right. I just don't know.
I mean, if he just suspends that fine, yeah, that'd be a big victory. I guess it would be a victory for us. But at the same time, it wouldn't be as splashy
right.
as
it
going
absolutely.
To jail.
Right. If you want to hurt the free state movement, and I got to get the impression that that's what they're trying to do. Probably the least harmful thing you can do to the government of Keene is to just suspend Andrew's fine.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. As we continue here, let's take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. I don't know if this is a call from Sam. Is this Sam?
No, this is Scott. Sorry to just...
Okay, I don't know who you are. Whoops. So let's go to Charlie in Florida. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, Charlie, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to say first that I started listening the day you guys reported that Sam had been arrested, and I have been listening to every podcast since then.
Welcome, sir.
Yeah, I'm a huge, huge fan. I actually signed up for the Free State Project about 3 days ago.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I just wanted to... I told your call screener that I wanted to talk about the Free State Objectivists, but I'd really rather know about what you guys think about objectivism as a philosophy.
No, honestly, I couldn't even tell you what objectivism is.
I couldn't either.
I hear that it's essentially libertarianism, that like libertarianism is the political arm of objectivism.
Yeah, but that Terry Goodkind guy was an objectivist, and he is not even close to being a libertarian.
Well,
he supports the war.
He's close.
He supports war. If you support
Understood.
War, you're not
plenty
that
of,
close.
Plenty of libertarians support
well,
war.
You're not a libertarian then.
Fine.
Well, objectivism, the only time objectivism advocates force is in retaliation to something. The non-initiation of force principle, the libertarians, at least according to Ayn Rand, stole that from her.
Right.
I don't know the other side of the story.
I'd love to talk to you about that.
We're going to bring him back here. Hang on a moment.
You know, it's sort of retaliation is a subjective term as much as, I know that objectivism is supposed to be objective, but retaliation is subjective.
You'll have to explain exactly what you mean by that in moments. 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all in the dark.
Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun. So go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live. It's that simple. There are dozens of categories in which you can shop. You can even buy used if you need to save a few bucks and enjoy all of the user reviews that you'll find on the site. It will help you in your buying decision. Amazon.freetalklive.com. I guess I owe an explanation here for what happened during the last segment, because some people are confused, and it's understandable. It's called Free Talk Live, right? We take calls from anybody about anything, but then last segment I took a call from somebody I thought was Sam, and I put him back on hold immediately when I found out that it wasn't. People were concerned with, well, what happened to that guy? Where did he go? Well, he hung up. First of all, it wasn't the amp line. Allow me to explain. Because our friend Sam is in jail, and we're going to get back to Charlie in a moment, but because our friend Sam is in jail, we set up a special landline for him to call in on, because when you're in jail, you can only collect to landline phones.
Co-host also, Sam.
Co-host and filmmaker and friend. And so we set up this landline for him to call in, and so normally the landline does not ring anywhere, because who uses landlines anymore, right? It only exists for the purposes of having a DSL connection to it. But because there is a landline there, I plugged it in, and so now we can take calls from Sam. Unfortunately, we get about 6 calls a day on the landline sometimes, and sometimes it's 3, but you get a handful of calls a day from spam calls, you know, the salespeople and automated right. Machine calls that call and play back messages and things like that. I'm surprised it was an actual person actually calling. So nobody has that number except for all of the people that are trying to sell you products and
right.
services.
And if you thought that it would be a funny bit for us to talk to, I believe it was Scott, on the air, well, it's against the law. Or at least against FCC rules.
Oh, really?
To be put on the air without
their knowledge?
Being informed. You'd at very least have to say, you're on the air.
All right. So anyway, I thought I should explain that. And I would have come back. I would have checked the line to see if the guy was still there, but he hung up. So Charlie is still there. And Charlie, you were asking us about objectivism, and you were making a point. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, all I was saying was, I don't claim to be an expert on anything. I'm a second-year philosophy major. But I've read most of her stuff, and from what I've grasped of it, the only time that force is okay, the only time it's permissible, I guess, is in retaliation from some infringed-upon right. And that's...
Self-defense?
Yes.
Or are you talking about someone makes you angry and then you retaliate? Like, when I think of the word retaliation, I sort of think of revenge.
Yes.
And that's not a personal...
Sorry.
How long after the force is initiated can one retaliate by this philosophy?
I don't know. I don't claim to be an expert on objectivism. But from I finished reading Opar recently, Objectivism, the Philosophy of Ayn Rand, and that's Leonard Peikoff lays out her whole systematic system of thought. And I know that was redundant, sorry. But
well, the reason I ask is because this Terry Goodkind guy, the author that we interviewed, who sounded libertarian-ish, and then we found out he's a warmonger, he was pointing out, I think, the same thing, that, we're defending ourselves or whatever.
Right.
And, no, you're not. You're attacking random people across the world because somebody attacked you from that same plot of land. And
right.
I think that's a little disproportionate and wrong.
Right. This is one of the problems with sort of objectivist philosophy, is many of the objectivists out there have a tendency to, be for retaliation, if force is used against you. But then you have these concepts like nation states. And so if the nation state is attacked, then you can, retaliate against, I guess, some other nation state that then attacked. And this is where it all gets very strange. I don't know about you, but I wasn't attacked on 9/11. Now, I'm not saying that I don't feel very bad for the families, but I wasn't attacked, and so therefore, I don't know that I can necessarily rally to their sides. And the people that did the attacking on 9/11 are likely doing it for a reason, and that reason is that there are armed men in the form of United States troops occupying their country, supporting a king, a despotic ruler in their country, so they feel the only way to get these armed men out who are supporting the king is to attack the nation these armed men are supposed to be protecting. So you get this whole, he did it, she did it, and then those armed men are there because there have been problems in the Middle East in the past, and the Middle East rulers want more armed guards if they can get them. On back through history, with the first intervention by the Western world being 100 years ago in the Middle East, and do you see how these retaliations go back and forth?
Well, I myself am a non-interventionist. I can't speak for Ayn Rand or Leonard Peikoff or the Ayn Rand Institute, but myself am a non-interventionist.
Got it.
I don't think we should, what was it Jefferson said, get involved in entanglements abroad?
Yes.
Yes.
So what else was on your mind tonight?
Well, that was basically it. I really appreciate you guys taking my call, and I know you don't like the word fight, so just keep advocating liberty.
Very good, sir. We'll do
that.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231.
Yeah, I don't have any problem with the idea of objectivism. We've never, I've never done enough studying to tell you.
I don't know much about it either.
I likely the drive to study it.
I likely could be called an objectivist, but
I don't know. I love liberty. I love freedom. I understand what the non-aggression principle is, and I don't know why I need to know much more than that. I'm not going to aggress against my neighbors. I just want to live free, and that's that, right? I don't feel the need to dig deep into philosophy. It's not something that really, I mean, it's interesting, but not interesting enough for me to do anything significant about it, I guess. And it certainly floats some people's boats, and in which case there's lots you can dig into out there. Stefan Molyneux, for instance, a very philosophical kind of guy, and a friend of the show. 800-259-9231, that is the phone number. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. So last night we started the 50 things that every 18-year-old should know, and it really is more like a list of 50 things that everybody should know. And if you haven't figured these things out yet, and you're older than 18, then you should do your best to implement them this quickly as possible.
It's intelligence for your life.
It is good stuff here. Is that a John Tesh reference?
It is.
Okay.
I do love my soft ACs,
So we're going to continue with this list, and I think...
And we should explain to people what a soft AC is.
You should. Go ahead.
An adult contemporary format. It's radio terminology. Soft ACs are,
Like Celine Dion, that kind of stuff.
I like that stuff.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
You should have seen Julia's face. You couldn't see this because you're on the radio, but she did not like that.
I borrowed Julia's car before, and the radio is set at like 6, blowing my eardrums out, and I find the trance music difficult to listen to.
I do not listen to trance music. Don't even insult me
trance
like that.
Gauntlet has been thrown down.
All I'm saying is I don't listen to trance ever. So no.
That's not true. I've seen trance in your collection. I know for a fact you have trance. That means you must have listened to it at some point.
I listen to the smallest, teeniest amount of unique sounding trance ever, and it was not likely that it was playing in my car at any point in time.
All right, so let's jump into it here. 50 things every 18-year-old should know from right-wing news, even though this is not a right-wing show, nor is it a left-wing show. This is just a good list of good stuff. Number 15, and if you missed the first 14, then shoot yourself back to the archive from last night. Number 15, getting fired or laid off isn't the end of the world. To the contrary, a lot of people, myself included, have moved on to bigger and better things after being laid off or fired.
Some of them just shoot themselves.
How often does that happen?
I don't know.
Not very often. I think the highest suicide rate, from what I've heard, and I could be wrong, so if you know better, then please correct me. But I think the highest, the job with the highest rate of suicide is toll collector.
I know correctional officer isn't very good on that list, at least so I've been told.
So, yeah, that's my story. I mean, even though the guy writing it says it's myself included, it's also myself included. After being laid off from Clear Channel back in 2003, after having worked there for, I guess, as long as it had been Clear Channel, it was a different company before that, but working there for 6 years, they laid me off and was one of the best things that could have happened to me. They basically set me free. And I was able to go and take Free Talk Live, which was in existence at that time, take Free Talk Live in whatever direction I wanted to take it in. I was fortunate enough to be working at a station. We started Free Talk Live on a station where we had pretty much total creative control over the show. In that the program director was busy programming his oldie station. He wasn't paying any attention whatsoever to what was happening nights on the radio station, which is when we were on.
Yeah.
So there was no oversight whatsoever to the show. And it was toward the end of my career at Clear Channel, they took the FM talk station that we were on off the air. And you remember this, Mark? You weren't on the show at the time. But they took the show off the air, and they promised us. They said, we are going to make you guys the afternoon drive show on our AM talk station.
They did that on air, actually, when I was there.
They promised that on the air?
They never called in.
Oh, really? Okay, wow. It's been that long. 800-259-9231. So we'll tell the rest of the story about how I got fired. Coming up here in moments, and we'll take your calls about whatever you want. How did you get fired? And it turned out to be the best thing for you. We'd love for you to tell your story. This is Free Talk Live.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.